am. All right,
looks like we got
gentlemen,
it.
Gentlemen, dark friends, shadow spawn, happiness, love, peace, and joy for everyone in the world, but especially for those people at Jordan Con. Thank you so much for being here and drinking the beer and being in the clear and having lots of cheer.
It's pretty
let's
good.
Go with that. So we are recording live here at JordanCon after spending over an hour of three IT technicians trying to troubleshoot Josh's audio not wanting to work. So we are recording this using the little shotgun mic on my phone. So if Vance, as usual, sounds a lot better than us, well, thankfully you're used to it. It just might be more of a difference than you've seen in the past. Daniel isn't here yet. Of course, our Daniel, not Daniel Green. He is, in fact, here.
Daniel Green is here and actually
confirmed
paid
sighting.
Us a lovely compliment. So shout out to Daniel Green for being just a super guy and being an absolute fun person to hang out with tonight.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all, as someone who's been a fan of his for a hot minute and then a fan of, in general, of all of the content creators here before becoming one, like, everyone has just been stellar that I've met here.
Absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This is the best experience I've ever had with fans of anything ever. I'm not even lying. If you are a Wheel of Time fan, come to JordanCon because you will not feel left out or alone anywhere in this convention.
Unless you want to be left alone.
Yeah, those are the
in which people. You can also be left
right.
alone.
Those are the only people who will be left alone. Just make it known.
So, we're the Black Tower. You know us. We're Josh. You're Sorovan Mihail. We got Andrew. You're Bijan Mihail.
Yeah,
we just sang happy birthday to him in the bar here.
It was epic. The entire restaurant joined in.
Yeah,
we
was
are
not
joined.
Something I expected. I was used to seeing that at restaurants. I didn't expect it at JordanCon, but I am incredibly thankful. Of the times people have sang happy birthday to me, that's probably the least embarrassed since I was like five, I'm going to guess.
No, that was wholesome, man.
And then we are joined by our two very special guests. Guys, go ahead and introduce them. Introduce yourself. Tell us who you are. That's what introduce yourself means. And then tell us where the people can find you because we already know they love you.
All right. Sounds good. This is Vance, the Bard of the Red Hand here, back on another guest spot at the Black Tower Podcast. Happy to be back with these excellent fine gentlemen here. And I am joined by Matt, my co-host. Matt, go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, hi. I'm Matt, and I am the first reader on the Bard's podcast.
Which is called The Gleeman, by
yes.
the way.
And you may know me from Discord World as Wintermute. That's where you'll see me most of the time, but I also have a Twitter. And it is Severed Aielhand. All one word.
All one word. We actually did have a little bit of a thing with this earlier, trying to find it. Yeah. So,
it actually
but it
exists.
Does exist.
It does exist.
It's there.
Maybe it just hasn't changed yet. We'll see.
Like and follow.
I'm planning on actually doing stuff with it. I promise. It's not just for free giveaway stuff like it was in the past.
So, as for where you can find us, though, the Bard of the Red Hand on YouTube, you can find at the Bard of the Red Hand. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Red Hand Bard. I also just recently made a TikTok, which, Josh, I've seen you've liked some of my videos on there, and I've watched some of yours. Pretty great. Andrew, you have a pretty active TikTok. I was shocked to see.
It's hashtag.
I'm always surprised. Like, I had one video where this was, like, many, many moons ago, where I do edit this lady. She had her father was in the military, I believe, specifically in the Army, and she made this video, and I just do edit it out of nowhere. I was bored one night, and I was like, this is a really good, really wholesome video. And I'm just sitting there chilling, doing this thing, like expecting nobody to see, you know, maybe a couple views or whatever. And then I woke up the next morning and I had all these notifications for it. And it's still just like, it's definitely the most viewed video I have on TikTok, which I don't even try to do TikTok that much.
Right.
But it's got like 150,000 views and it got me like 1,000 followers. And I'm like,
they actually, you know, that's the one thing about TikTok that's kind of nice. They actually try to elevate new users, and hopefully you get that bite in that new fandom, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's one of those things, like, I never try, like, TikTok wasn't a thing that I was trying to do. I more so just scroll through it, and I've done some, like, the journey to JordanCon, the issues I had with the bike last night will be, I'll put it in the vlog that people will be able to watch later on. As random and choppy as it is, it's just going to be a shotgun smuttering of, well, probably smut, but not the legal definition.
All right.
But, so Vance and us, we had planned on doing an episode before and just timetables never aligned. And Vance was like, hey, I'm going to be at JordanCon. Y'all are going to be at JordanCon. Let's just record there over some beers. So we've got some beers from the bar here at the, I always want to say
Delicious beers.
But this is the actual bar. If you've ever visited the Dusty Wheel Discord, they have a chat and a voice channel called The Bar. We're at the physical bar, y'all. The legend. We have visited the couch. I mean, everywhere. Like,
yeah, CouchCon was a blast.
Oh, man. And it's going to go on tonight, too. We're going to be there. It's going to be great.
And you weren't here for CouchCon last night.
I was not. But I will be here for CouchCon tonight.
It's going to be great.
And we're going to spice it up. So, you know, I got to say.
Before we go further.
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
There's some karma that I have found out personally is associated with the physical CouchCon.
You're not allowed to leave CouchCon before CouchCon is done.
If you leave before the orchestrator shut it down, you will lose all of your registration package that you had for JordanCon.
Oh, no.
Your bike will break and have some issues. One of your co-hosts' flight will be canceled.
That's not good.
And as we're finding out now, if nothing else, your other co-host's laptop will not cooperate with the microphone for the recording you had planned.
It's true.
Yeah. Calls you to delay some really good guests for over an hour. So don't leave until Matt Hatch at least dismisses you, I suppose.
No, that is definitely. Yeah. Matt Hatch, I fully believe that he is a Tavirin. But he's sneaky about it.
Yeah.
He's not just going to be like, oh, hey, look, I'm a Tavirin, everybody. He's going to be sneaky about it. So if you are blessed enough by the creator and the pattern to be here at JordanCon, don't leave CouchCon until dismissed.
Yeah.
And we do apologize for this warning. We'll not find you until much after it's far too late.
Right.
We're preparing for the next JordanCon.
So, and just so everyone has a clear idea of how awesome this convention is, I'm looking directly behind Andrew right now, and I'm seeing Recapacitai back there dressed as Hopper having a great time talking with some fans of Wheel Talk. So,
oh, yeah.
You can't turn your head without seeing like content creators here everywhere, and I'm telling you, everyone's approachable. We're all just people. Come talk to us, say hey, you know, if you want a selfie, just ask, and all that good stuff, right?
Listen to him, he's like, we're at the cool kids table with everybody.
Hey, I've never been at the cool kids table in my life. I want to flaunt it for once.
And you never know when and who's going to show up.
It's
Josh,
true.
Josh and I were just chilling at the bar, having a couple drinks with some other Wheel of Time fans. There's just like a couple of us down here. And next thing we know, Daniel Green just comes over and is like, hey, may I join you? And sat down, and he was like, all right, it's nice to be able to sit and relax.
Super chill guy, super amazing, like such a gentleman, very polite, mm-hmm, very mm-hmm. conscientious of other people's space. It was a super cool experience and a super fun guy just to get to chit chat with.
Yeah, yeah.
He very much likes my shirt, but he may be a little biased.
Fantasy new shirt.
It is because, a pretty awesome shirt.
Because it is his shirt. So
yeah.
So
yeah.
And then since yesterday was my birthday, the same person that created the shirt from Weekly Wheel News gave me a pretty awesome birthday present.
Oh, Rob from Weekly Wheel News.
Yeah, that
Rob
was pretty incredible.
His name. I was just being intentionally vague.
I'm sure.
I don't know why.
I don't know if you're going to post a photo of it, but
I
would 100% join Agnor's dating service.
So after this, we'll definitely post a picture and say happy birthday to the Bijan Mihail. Because it is a super sweet. And Rob, that was an absolutely amazing present. Like, you're a stand-up guy. We really enjoyed having you around.
Not that we didn't know you were a stand-up guy before that.
True. Accurate. We always knew you were a stand-up guy.
Right.
So we're going to do, for us, this is going to be a kind of shorter episode. I don't even know how far in it we already are because my phone screen doesn't like to stay on when I'm recording video, which is good for the battery, bad for me.
Right.
So I might have to ask for the occasional time check.
About 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes. So we got about another 20 to 30-ish minutes. We're aiming for about a 30 to 45-minute episode here. would have
kind
been
of Jordan Con bonus material action now.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, good. It was planned to be a bonus episode. Well, it is now planned to be a bonus episode.
For us. I mean, it is a special episode, right? Like, because we're not here all the time. None of us are, and it's just cool to just hang out and chat Wheel of Time. Speaking of which. We had some pretty big news today from one of the panels. You know, do you guys want to get into that?
I'm definitely down to get
let's
into
do it.
It.
Yeah,
because I have it on very good authority, Vance, and the authority is yourself. You beat the Will of Time account.
Oh my God! Yeah, that was impressive.
The JordanCon account. Yeah, the official JordanCon account.
Yeah, you beat JordanCon retweeting this out. Something that was revealed at a panel at JordanCon.
Got fast fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so it wasn't public on YouTube. They had the video private because they were going to debut it for the panel. The panel was like the teaser breakdown live with Matt Hatch, Tom and Joe from Talk to Renriard, and Chris. And they went through every teaser. If you've been following the teasers, like pretty hardcore, nothing really new was unveiled except this video. Which at the beginning of the panel, they played a video from Rafe, who expressed his disappointment at not being at JordanCon this year because he is busy filming season two in the Czech Republic. So we, you know what, it's a pretty good excuse for him not being here.
You know, if he's not going to be here,
I can't think of a better reason
for it. Exactly. That's it, right there.
That is the best reason.
So from all of us here at JordanCon, Rafe, we forgive you for not being here.
Yep.
Keep doing the creator's work.
Yep.
And we look forward
recognize.
To seeing it.
Exactly.
And us seeing at least a snippet of it is something else from the video.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, here's my question. So historically, and Matt, I'd like to get your input on this. You've seen the video, right?
Yeah, I saw some.
Okay, so historically, Wheel of Time fans, and I say historically like it's been going on for years, but what I mean is the last year when they've been giving us new content, they've been giving us snippets from the show, stills, casting announcements, Tom's guitar, Matt's dagger, the Heronmark blade.
Oh no, we've been this way since 2018 when they officially announced.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
That's what even brought me back to Twitter.
You're not wrong.
More information and ultimately led to the founding of our podcast.
So real quick, out of the end of the cannon, out of the end of the shotgun, thinking about Rafe's video, what can you glean from that video? Now, just as a starter, he's standing on some very like regal looking steps.
So
are we in Camelin?
So it was more of a hearing the video than a seeing the video. It's kind of hard to tell. From you're looking at a TV screen from far away. So
right, yeah, we did catch the stream. We were not in the panel. So we were watching the stream of the panel. So admittedly, when we saw the video, it was really small. But you know, to Matt's point, like it was hard to see, is what I'm trying to say.
But just from what you said, the fact that we are getting a season two, or not the fact that we're getting season two, I think we already knew that, but the fact that they're filming a season two, I'm pretty excited to see or to find out what they're currently filming. I think, we have it pulled up. Okay.
Ooh, I decided fancy. To go ahead and just pull it up for you.
Very there fancy.
Nice.
So what do you guys think? Like, so it looks kind of regal.
I don't know.
Like, did they just go, this is a random pretty building?
I think they did, because that kind of looks like it'd be in the city. Where are they, Prague?
No.
Probably
knowing
Prague?
Rafe's Instagram, I could definitely see him be like, this will make a really nice
I don't know.
So speaking of people coming up to bomb the podcast recording, we have Joe from Talker Henry on.
We are recording.
But we put out a tweet inviting people to come and bomb.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Now you heard it here first. Joe needs to go to the bathroom.
Joe.
Breaking news on the Black Tower.
Right. Joe requires.
It's usually them breaking the news, but this time we're breaking the news, and he's breaking water. Boom.
The fun thing about this is we're doing it as audio only. If you do need to go,
I'm going.
You definitely can.
Matt, you finish your whole thing. I'll be right back.
Yeah, don't worry. This segment is going to be where Matt spills all the tea on Vince.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
Matt,
okay.
Matt, it's time, buddy. If ever there was a time.
All right, what do you want to know about Vance? Because I can dish some stuff.
So, Matt, given that you just finished your first read-through of the entirety of the Wheel of Time series, And
congratulations, by the way.
It was a journey.
I believe you.
And I probably... Okay, so I read the audiobooks. That sounds so silly to say, but listen to the audiobooks.
No, that's... We got what you meant.
It's very...
It's been debated and agreed that listening to the audiobooks counts as reading them because...
I remember it the same way as reading, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I tried to start reading, like, physical book, Eye of the World, and could not get into it at all. I tried and tried. But the audiobooks, that really changed things. I was able
Doesn't
to...
Doesn't it, though? It, like, I mean, okay, so Kate and Michael... Sorry, not trying to step on you. But
fantastic.
Kate and Michael, they're amazing.
Yes.
They are so good.
And I probably could have, after Eye of the World, changed to book form and probably been fine. Because it was really just the Eye of the World that I couldn't get into.
Right, right.
And it was great. Majority of the books, fantastic. I think the only ones that I really had trouble, there were probably two. And I think that was maybe have been most of Winter's Heart. And I think I think Crossroads of Twilight was the other one.
So the slog.
Yeah.
So the slog.
I always hear about the slog, but I kind of thought that was more of a, there was a really long period of time where there were no books being put out. Is kind of what I thought it was.
So interesting thing, Crossroads of Twilight was the last book that Robert Jordan published before he passed.
Yeah.
And so at that point in time, the franchise was up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
He was trying to get things to a point. He was trying to wrap things up and get things going.
Yeah.
There was a good time because, again, he passed. And a lot of people were very...
You can tell there's Ashton on here.
Oh,
there's
my God.
Outside.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Okay,
weekly,
ladies and gentlemen.
Weekly Wheel News.
Our next session bomber. Rob, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
So I'm here awesome. Just for the mail of it.
Whoa!
Oh!
Nice.
Do you know, I will have to say, I'm
days.
Honored... that the Black Tower is so stable that we've managed to not have a single headline in the Weekly Wheel News. We're
yet.
We're doing yet. Good yet.
Yet.
We're doing good.
Don't give him ideas.
You just jinxed yourself. Yeah.
Hey, all I'm saying is that the soldiers have been reasonably well behaved in the last little bit.
Close range. Uh-huh. So if you, like, you're more than welcome to be
soldiers listening to this, I swear to the light and by my hope of rebirth, if you mess this up for us and do something crazy to get us into the Weekly Wheel News, we will be upset.
So.
Yep.
Go ahead. Have fun. Enjoy.
Do you want
to...
So
we are recording live.
This is
right
the Black Tower podcast here.
Hello.
From the
Hello. We've got more bombers.
Yeah,
Sharkcast. It's audio only, so no worries.
Audio only.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Because things didn't want to work, right? But hey,
things
the
technology
madness takes us all.
Sucks.
Yep.
I know the feel.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. This is crazy. See, this just goes to prove how awesome Jordan Con is, right, everybody?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You never know.
Yeah.
You guys want wristbands?
Yeah.
Sure.
This is one of the core reasons we kind of wanted to record out here in the public.
Right.
So
yeah.
That people could just come up and talk because it's organic how it happens. This isn't like, I mean, we put out a tweet that people
like
are welcome. But that's just because people here are so nice. And they might not come up because they're like, oh, you're recording. I don't want to intrude.
Right.
I don't want to mess it up.
Right.
So we put out tweets and stuff like, hey, yes, come and vomit. Right, that is perfectly fine. Come and talk. And we're more than happy to put you on as much as we can.
Yeah, yeah, they put up with me, so they must be doing something.
Well, you give some really amazing gifts that were completely unexpected.
Yeah.
So what? Josh just met a Josh.
You permission before, but you definitely have super awesome. Permission now.
All right. Sounds good. Do you have that coin still?
It was claimed.
It was claimed.
The coin was claimed, but don't worry. There will be more chances to claim another coin.
All right.
The Amlan Khan Mahal should be en route tomorrow with a restock of coins.
Okay.
So as soon as they get one, you've definitely earned one.
We'll see if that slacker shows up, right?
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah.
We definitely asked him to bring a couple extra more, because after being here last night, I already knew. I was like, we're going to need more coins. Because there's some people that shouldn't have to come and find us to get it. There's some people that should just have a coin.
Yes.
Right.
And if it wasn't for the fact of the limited quantity, everybody that we meet, as
everybody
much as we could, would have a coin.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course.
It's meant to be something special. I mean, it is special regardless, but it is a Patreon benefit of ours. So we do have to limit how many we give out. So, and I say that cause I don't want anybody to feel hurt because they didn't get a coin. Yeah. You think you all deserve a coin.
Become a patron is what I'm
hearing. That's what I was just going to say. What we need is for all of you to chip into our Patreon. BlackTowerPod.com, self-plug. Join into our Patreon and you will get one of these amazing coins. If you give at the highest level, you can receive both coins as a thank you from the Black Tower, and as a you'll get promoted. Mm-hmm. And it's the best way to get promoted.
So I will vouch for these coins. I got to see the one that they handed out yesterday, and man, is it awesome! It is really high quality. It's quite heavy, and I was just stunned with actually how cool it was.
This is all part of our cruel ploy to try to incentivize other content creators to promote our Patreon.
Of course. I'm going to plug my Patreon at the end of your podcast when you ask me if I have one. So.
Did you set one up last night?
I set one up weeks ago.
Okay.
I still don't have a Patreon.
Is it live?
So I'm very, 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 very lonely.
You'll get there.
I know.
You'll get there, buddy.
To be fair, I've only made like two videos since I
You know, the fun part is that when we first kind of came up with the idea of the coins, we were like, this is going to be like crazy. Like, how do we even figure out how to do this? Daniel?
It is shamelessly selfish because Josh and I are both vets. The challenge coin thing is something that's...
It's an Air Force thing. So when we decided to do this, we thought it'd be super fun. And when Daniel kind of led it and led that charge, as the Bannerman does. So, you know,
cheers to the Amacon Mahale.
And he ran with it, and he was able to design and purchase these coins, and they're just absolutely beautiful. And if you want one,
they're really nice.
If you want one, we joke about joining in on our Patreon, but it really is a super awesome thing.
Something just happened over at Recapacitized
Group. Something happened.
It was insane. It was very loud.
It was crazy. It was. Yeah. I think Shots was called, is what it was.
Shots.
But anyway, back to we're not the topic of the conversation. Jordan Kahn is.
Jordan Kahn.
So
yes.
The question I was getting at earlier with Matt, as an individual who has just finished their first time reading,
yes,
to have somebody like Vance that is right there with you the start time, this very knowledgeable person about the Wheel of Time and the TV series, yes, and everything that's coming out, that beats Jordan Kahn itself in retweeting things that are released at Jordan Kahn. How has it been for you to be able to see all of these teasers and trailers, and I imagine the vast majority you've seen with not knowing fully how they end up or where ultimately the series goes until recently?
Yeah.
So what is it like for someone like you that has just finished it to see how kind of all of us feel having finished the series and have such high expectations, but to have seen that as you were reading?
First, I want to finish the statement I started earlier. I don't want to discourage anyone from reading it. The slog is not really a slog. Read the books. They're still good.
Yeah. I agree with
second,
that.
Second, getting to what you said. It is... So, I'm more of a sci-fi person, I guess, would be a pretty good way to put it.
Yeah, no, that is definitely a sci-fi
I have
fan.
Read most of... I am two books behind on Expanse, and so it's kind of like the feeling of seeing the Expanse be made all over again, really. I was immensely excited when the Expanse got turned into a TV show.
And it's a good TV show.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's
an new experience.
Right, yeah. We're live. I mean, yeah. It's completely new.
It's one of those things. Like, we're doing this live at JordanCon. That's why we intentionally want you to hear the background noise. We want you to feel like you're sitting here listening to us talk.
Last time I recorded with these guys was over Zoom. I mean, you know, I'd never met them in person until, like, yesterday and today.
I think that's awesome. The coolest thing about where we are right now is because all these people that all of us have had Zoom calls with, Skype calls with, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, all the different things we've connected with on Discord, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, all the different social media platforms. And this is the place where, it's just so amazing. We all get to meet here in person.
Yeah.
It's great. It's absolutely wonderful. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's
phenomenal. Oh, yeah.
So did we talk about the race trailer by the end of summer announcement?
Did we get distracted?
Well, do we have ADD?
We alluded to it earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt's still talking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and we're not going to ever let Matt finish this conversation.
I've been friends with Matt since EA.
People have to subscribe in order to get... The rest of Matt's story.
I've been friends with this guy since 2007. This is our common occurrence.
It really is.
Yeah.
Please. All right. Undivided.
It's okay, though. I understand it.
We want to finish it. So we will wait until you tell us you're done.
It's kind of like the Expanse all over, like I was saying. I am amazingly excited for it. I think it's going to be incredible. I think it's going to be amazing. Amazon did great things with the Expanse. Even after it left Sci-Fi Channel, so you know I'm pretty confident with how they're doing it. I mean, I don't know how much money they spent on the Expanse, but I think I read they spent Is it like $10 million per episode or something like that for Lord of the Rings?
No, that's for Wheel of Time.
That's for Wheel of Time?
Wheel
okay.
of Time's like $10 million per episode.
So Wheel of Time has a budget that supersedes Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And a film time per episode that is about double what the average television show recording time. All right,
that means they're using more practical effects then.
Yes.
Instead of CGI.
Even Daniel Henney, who we know is playing Lon Mandragoran, has said that they have asked him to do things that he didn't think he could do.
Yeah.
But it was the production value was such, and the producers and scene directors were such that they have pushed him to do things that he didn't even know he could do.
I'm curious.
And he was
to see,
super impressed with it and super excited about it.
I'm curious to see if they're going to CGI the Trollocs or if they're going to practical effects the Trollocs.
I think it's going to be a combination.
It's got to be.
It's
got to be CGI. But when it's one or two up close,
they're probably gonna pull Lord of the Rings where they CGI the huge crowds and practical effects close ups.
Maybe by then we'll figure out what's going on.
Which is great. The OG Lord of the Rings still holds up extremely well.
Your finale, you just read The Last Battle.
Yeah.
It's all fresh for you right now.
For the most part, yes.
How does it feel? Being sort of Wheel of Time mecca, at the end of the series.
This is an experience.
It is.
It really is. And seeing all these creators that, you know, I've either seen or I've heard of, there's so many, it's hard to... You kind of find the kind of people you like, I guess. Yeah. And you roll with them, you know?
Absolutely.
And so...
Katie Sedai from Instagram.
Hey.
Oh, we're recording.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey.
We're doing an audio-only JordanCon podcast.
That's great.
And we have just been graced with the majesty of Katie Sedai. Now, if you're on Instagram and you're a Wheel of Time fan, you know Katie Sedai. That's how amazing she is. So we were just talking about our experiences at JordanCon. Is this your first JordanCon?
This is my first JordanCon, yep.
And how are you enjoying it so far?
I love it. It is fantastic. I know. It's great.
This is the best convention I've ever been to.
I mean, it's pretty great. The only other conventions I've gone to were for work, and they're just,
yeah, those,
you
those
know.
Are lame, right?
Yeah, so this is actually my first,
would you like
fandom.
A free calculator? Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it was pretty nerdy.
Here's how trusting your boss can increase your productivity.
The hotel vibes are really good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, this hotel location is amazing.
Yep. Yeah, I am all about the gardens.
That so. Is awesome. I, yeah. like, I, so... Just kind of turning this back here, the first time I had any interaction with you was on the Dusty Wheel.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And it was my first time on the Dusty Wheel, too.
I think it was my first time on the Dusty Wheel.
Oh, wow.
And so. It was awesome. And so, like, one of the things I keep, that just keeps blowing my mind is, like, meeting the people in real life.
I know, yeah. in real life.
That,
seeing faces.
That I've been on, like,
seeing how of, tall yeah. everyone is. I'm sure you guys have talked about
Nablus
this.
Nablus is taller than me.
Nablus is
Nablus
so
is tall.
Tall.
Like, he said this so multiple tall. Times, but I'm not, we're not kidding you. He's not lying.
It is
he's
unbelievable.
Tall.
He's
really tall.
He's, it's like, no gear.
Yes, he's as tall as
it's no like gear. Meeting handsome Shrek.
Woo! That was spicy.
We were actually talking about this, and we think that Nablus is taller than Rand and Perrin. He's like taller and wider than Rand and Perrin.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
I'm
yeah.
sorry, Nablus. I'm sorry.
Taller than Rand, wider than Perrin. Nablus, you got it all, buddy.
You got it.
Well, maybe he's as wide as Perrin. But like,
human Shrek. Human Shrek.
Big person. It's
yeah,
impressive.
Big person. Yes, it
and
is.
And then there's some people like Jen from Takaran Riyadh, who's even shorter than I thought she might be.
Right, yeah.
We have the whole spectrum. We have the whole spectrum of human sizes, whatever you want. It's all at JordanCon.
Yes.
So we are you heard really, it here from Katie Sadai that JordanCon is the best. Yep. So, you know.
Come next year if you can.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
If you can.
100%.
All right. Nice
thank you
guys.
So much, yes. Katie. We
thank
really
you, Katie.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm going to get, like...
We said we would be quiet and give you a chance to talk. We didn't say anybody yeah. else would walk.
Yeah, I was about to true. Say, that didn't include bombing.
My neighbor's comment, please don't take it poorly. That was a compliment.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't really have a sense of humor.
Shrek is a good movie.
I don't know if you saw him or not. So finish up your thoughts here. Finishing the series, it's fresh in your mind. Yeah. Now you're a JordanCon.
Oh, yeah.
The Wheel of Time Mecca, like, how is it? Like, what's going on in your head right now?
It's so I talked about, like, meeting all the creators and things like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And, you know, there's a creator for everybody, really.
Mm-hmm.
Really
there
and
really
truly.
Is.
Yes, yeah.
You know, if you don't jive with one personality, there's a personality you do jive with. There really is. And they're all here. Well, a lot of them are here. And I
yeah.
think next year they will all be here. You
oh,
know?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's,
I mean, of course, we're missing our international friends this
yeah.
year, right?
Yeah.
Our Canadian friends, our Australian friends, our European friends. We're miss you all.
The
we
UK
wish you
friends.
Were here, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and here's the...
Just all over.
Whatever.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
you
okay.
You
kinda.
Ask.
Kinda.
Geographically.
Woo, that was
that's
hot.
An empty glass.
Geographically, it's in Europe.
So, okay, so the fun thing is, you know, Rafe sent out a tweet earlier that said that this is the last JordanCon before the TV show hits.
Oh, yeah.
So, here's
before
the thing.
Next year is going to be crazy.
So, here's the thing. This is it. This is the... So, A, we've confirmed two things here.
Yep.
We will receive a trailer before next JordanCon. And we will receive the pilot before next JordanCon.
Yes.
I know earlier at the CouchCon with the Dusty Wheel, they talked about, you know, the 2021 date on the teaser that we got. Mm-hmm. Was that just for the trailer? It could just be for the which, son of a bitch, like, I know that's not just for the trailer, but now my OCD brain is, my ADHD brain is going nuts.
Yeah, right.
I feel like it's going to come out. Probably in October.
Yeah,
that's
I'm,
what I'm thinking.
I'm a late
or,
October,
or early
November.
Because yeah. they're going to avoid Witcher, I feel.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there's going to be too much overlap.
You brought up the trailer, and Vance, you started earlier to talk
yes.
about the extra,
yeah.
maybe the biggest nugget that people
exactly.
are going to take from Rafe's video.
Right.
Go ahead with that.
All right, so yes, and as we stated, Rafe released that video for the live teaser breakdown panel, and the whole... biggest part
that everyone likes, that everyone's excited about, was that he said we were getting a trailer before the end of summer. So that we can break that down right now. What is the end of summer? Does he mean the end of summer like school summer? So are we talking the like July, August time frame? Or are we talking the actual end of summer around September 21st? We don't know. But point being, within the next 60 days, we will have a Wheel of Time trailer. And he is at Comic-Con next week. By the way,
Dragon Mount made this really compelling argument for why we will not see a trailer
next week?
This weekend or next weekend. And I respect Dragon Mount. They are some very intelligent people. They've been in the game for a very, very long time.
I think Jason is here as well somewhere.
No, Jason is not at JordanCon.
Jason is not.
No, he tweeted out that he is not at JordanCon.
Which is sad because Jason's a cool guy too.
Yes.
We had him on the show a little while back. And he shut us up pretty good because we were all let's be honest, we were starstruck.
Oh, yeah.
All three of us.
Yeah.
Daniel, Andrew, and myself were just, oh, my God, it's Jason Denzel. And he's talking to us.
Right.
And he said, I've been wanting to do the Black Tower podcast for a long time.
Oh, my God. How did that make you guys feel?
He said that.
Did you giggle like schoolgirls?
Oh, we did. We squeed and giggled. It was ugly.
That's
go back
the
and watch
response.
The episode. It was. You can see our faces because we made the stupid mistake of recording it and putting it on YouTube.
Nice.
I think I just now got over the disbelief, kind of it. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, he's just like for longest. I was like, no, he's definitely just being nice. But
no, he's actually just nice.
Oh yeah, this is very true. But anyway,
full disclosure, I haven't met Jason. So, but I have watched a lot of content that he has been on. And my opinion is that he's just a super nice guy. And I can't wait to meet him, hopefully next year, when JordanCon is more back to normal and the world's more back to normal.
He really is just one of the best.
Definitely go back, and if you watch or listen to nothing else of ours, absolutely nothing else, because we get it, listen to that episode, listen to it all the way through, and there are some sincerely earnest, very touching, very heartwarming moments. There's at least two moments I can remember right now where I was like, can't cry on camera. That doesn't happen. No.
Go ahead, cry on camera. It's fine.
For the algorithm, right?
Yeah, of course.
But so, trailer confirmed by the end of September.
Right.
He is at Comic-Con. Rafe Judkins is at Comic-Con next week.
Comic-Con. Yeah, not JordanCon. I got confused. I'm a tall boy in. So.
Well, but we're breaching that wall, though. This is important.
Yeah.
San Diego Comic-Con has been sort of the apex.
Oh, yeah.
For all things geeky and nerdy, right?
Or
and
New
I
York.
Believe, and someone can correct me on this, I believe this is the first time Wheel of Time will have official representation at Comic-Con.
It was like,
yes, no, you're right.
I don't think San Diego Comic-Con has ever had a panel or a guest or any type of official Wheel of Time content represented in their schedule.
Yeah, no, not
except
to my knowledge.
For this time. I think that's huge.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've been so excited with JordanCon that it hasn't really hit yet.
Yeah.
But we do need to respect the fact that, oh my God, that's happening.
Yep. Exactly. Matt, your thoughts.
Yeah, Matt, your thoughts.
San Diego Comic-Con would be the place, but
I think it's the place for the general populace.
Yeah.
The general fandom, trying to reach out to general nerds and general geeks.
They may release a trailer at Comic-Con, but I don't think we'll get a Gen Pop one until a little later in the summer. There may be leaks.
And see, that's the thing where I disagree. Like, I think if there was going to be a trailer, it was going to be during JordanCon. Period, end of story. I don't think they're going to release a trailer at San Diego because the Wheel of Time media team has been so good about giving it to the fans first.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been so good about fan inclusion in that. And I feel like if they were going to do a trailer or do some kind of bonus material at a convention, it would have been JordanCon. So if they do it, great. At the time that we're recording this, we still have not received such material.
You think we may get a private one here, and they'll release public during San Diego?
No.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think that would be smart. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to get that, though.
I mean, the only thing I could think about was when the talk came around about, like, hey, we may not actually get a trailer. There's not going to be a trailer. My only response, like, there's been a ton of responses that are really good. But the only thing I could think of was, but this is Amazon. This is Amazon's show. There were trailers out there all across YouTube and all across TV for The Boys.
Right.
Everybody knew what The Boys was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, Amazon is making shows and movies and these different kind of things for the purpose of, to entertain the public, but also to generate revenue. Amazon is not shy about their advertising.
Yeah.
Once they have it and it's a good product, they are not shy about sharing it out.
They're
going
to
be a trailer.
They're going to push it hard.
It might be released. I mean, well, we know what we've heard from Rafe now, but at the very least, we could have had something released December 31st at 11:59. Technically, that's 2021. And I kind of almost wanted that just for the memes of it.
Right.
Do it for the meme!
For the memes! So, but yeah, I mean, I'm pumped. The thing about getting a trailer at JordanCon for Wheel of Time is this is a small convention comparatively, right? Like, it topped out at like 1,000 people previously, and then I lost my train of thought.
500. It was the count
no,
for this
500.
One was 500.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. Numbers, brain.
Thank you, pandemic.
And beer
words,
do not.
Numbers.
Words, numbers, brain.
Synapse.
How do they work?
So anyway,
beers. Oh shit, we're empty. That's the problem.
Yeah,
your glass is
empty. We drank
that's
it all.
That is the problem. But I don't feel like waiting 30 minutes for another one.
I feel like what we need to do is just jump into the party.
I don't think it would be that bad.
That sounds like a fantastic segue.
It was earlier.
Start wrapping this up.
Yeah, so let's get it.
So
let's get
these final thoughts.
Yeah.
Vance, final thoughts,
let's
Vance.
Let's get your final thoughts, and then we'll go to Matt, and then we'll let Josh and I go in whatever order.
All right.
Oh.
Oh.
We
have been hit by Perrin.
Oh, my God. We're getting hit.
We are recording right now.
Brian.
We've been waiting this whole time for Ma'olinir to become important, this whole convention.
Okay.
And she just came over and
she just
people.
Did it.
She just did it.
She's
and
obviously
we were all
amazing.
Like, what's the point of Ma'olinir? Why does Perrin have a hammer? And she was like, it doesn't matter. I can come over with this hammer and I'm going to hit people with it.
Right.
And it was amazing.
Right.
And everyone else should be embarrassed for not understanding how important Ma'olinir was.
Ma'olinir was important.
I'm
you are right.
Yes.
Rekappa Sadai is correct.
In the head with it.
Yes. Right.
I was always confused about how he carried that
did
thing.
Did you see her hit him in the head with it?
Yes!
Because he always said he was on, like, a belt loop or something.
It's amazing.
But, like, it's almost as tall as he is. So, like, how does that work?
We just got hit in the head with Ma'olinir. Please tell us how you came about that
hammer.
Okay,
so earlier today, I was talking to this lovely human here.
And she's winning.
Wait, which
she's
lovely
winning?
Human is that?
Stop it.
But
stop it.
This is for the people hearing.
Yes.
If you're not watching my channel, what are you doing?
What is your channel?
The point is, my channel is Real Talk with Rekappa Sadai.
Boom! Rekappa Sadai.
The point is, you won the Puns of Time.
I won a Puns of Time
question. You won the Puns of Time.
Yes.
You won an inflatable Ma'olinir.
Right.
And you went
Wait,
around
are
hitting
you the first
people
winner
with
of
it,
Puns
which is
of
what
Time?
I wanted.
This is beautiful.
Much, it's a little gift from
this
us.
Is
Whoa!
Oh my God. We're refilling. That's for you.
Stop. Oh, is this for me?
That is for you because you came
awesome.
Over with the most amazing segue ever.
If anyone at this convention says that this is not the real Ma'olinir, you're going
to
have to deal with
them.
You.
They're obviously a dark friend.
I will hit them.
So hard. And you should be proud.
I am proud.
How dare they?
I am
proud.
So
how dare they question
so
your
proud.
Hammer? This is a power.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how it is at Georgia.
This is
this
it.
This is just how it is. It happens like this. Vance,
I mean,
wrap us up, buddy.
Yeah. Well, so first I
got to
comment
with Campus
that I just showing up.
Constantly
the wine and the hammer
you gotta
and
love
the
it.
Fans is amazing.
Since we're black, I'll give you my
oh, yes.
Awesome
oh, goodness. You gave me
Josh.
One earlier. But he
Josh. Josh. You got one, too.
Can I take one second?
You got to read it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's just so, like, literally, this we're
is,
like,
this is actually
thoughts.
Insane.
Yeah, final thoughts. Let's wrap it up.
And right, then, let's wrap it up. And then we can get back to the party. Yeah, exactly.
So
right?
we're going to work on wrapping this up so that we can get back to enjoying the party. And hopefully you can, if not already this time, next time too.
Exactly. So, I mean, final thoughts. Number one, JordanCon. It's awesome. You should come if you have the means. I highly recommend it. This convention is fantastic. They often say, like, the staff that runs JordanCon often says that this is like a family reunion. And I have felt
that. God, what a great way to put that.
Exactly, yes. I have felt that since I walked in the doors. It's almost like you don't know, like, there's no strangers here. It's amazing. Onto the trailer. I'm super stoked. I'm super pumped. I'm holding out hope that it is next week at Comic-Con that we are getting it. We will find out probably after this episode comes out, because I'm sure that Andrew will take a couple of days to himself before editing this to recoup from the awesomeness that is this con.
I don't have a choice.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Matt.
Yeah, it is great here. All the creators are fantastic. It's like meeting someone. I don't know if I can put it into words. It is.
Wow. It's difficult.
You're not like starstruck, unless you are. I mean, that is an option,
totally,
of course.
Legit to be
that
starstruck.
Is a totally legit thing to do, but you know they're. At the end of the day, there's bros or
whatever,
sisters,
or whatever.
You know,
insert adjective.
Insert, you know.
There's people. There's people.
There are people.
They're just normal
here.
People.
Yes. Thank you, Josh.
Yes.
But it's
there
like
we
everybody
go.
Is like the quintessential gender neutral use of the word dude.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everyone's
just
a dude. And you know.
I would contend
it's
dude
pretty
is not
great.
Gender neutral, but we can discuss that.
That's why I said the gender neutral.
Everyone
meeting.
Is so chill and great
to
talk to.
Fair.
It's so easy to start up a conversation about whether it's Wheel of Time or just even some other nerddom. This is like kind of nerd city. Like Atlanta, like you think San Diego Comic-Con or New York Comic-Con is going to be nerd city. But it's almost too much, you know, if that makes sense. Like you're not focused at all. At least with this, you're focused on maybe books, you know, or something like that. But it's great.
Matt and Vance, thank you so much for being here. My final thoughts, this is amazing. This is my first time here at JordanCon as well. And God, I'm so happy to be here. This is absolutely... You know what? I'm not even upset that we haven't made it to any of the panels.
Right.
I mean, like, guys, it's super busy here. The panels are very difficult to get into. I'm not even upset because I've had so much fun just meeting up with people. And as you've seen on this show, just bomb after bomb after bomb because
and,
that's
and
how people
of
are.
Bombs.
We got another bomb. We got... No, you can't get away.
No, you can't get away.
Listen here. We're recording, which means you need to come over and say hi. So tell everybody listening who you are.
Hello, I'm Jess.
It's the Jess.
Jess.
Okay, before you ask any questions.
Study.
The Jess.
The Jess.
And tell everybody what you think about JordanCon.
I love JordanCon. This is like the most fun, the most fun con with the huggiest people.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. So many hugs.
I'm a hugger, so I'm into it.
It is. She's not wrong. I've been hugged by so many people, and it's the best.
Yeah. I've been hugged by people I don't even know, and it's amazing.
Yeah, they learn your name, and they're like, I love you. Let me hug you. Okay, yes, please. Please squeeze me with your hug. I love it.
You're my friends now, so we're having hugs.
Now we're having hugs. That's what we do here. So, yeah, I'm enjoying myself very much.
Yeah.
It's awesome. A ton of fun.
Well, thank you so much for bombing us.
Thank you so much for
having us. We're actually going to wrap up, and then we're going to have some drinks, so don't go anywhere so we can have some drinks together.
Yes, let's have drinks.
And all of course, we will all be at CouchCon after.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
so,
my favorite part. Is
Andrew,
lazy and drinking.
Andrew, send us home, brother.
Yep.
Send us home. Yeah. What do we need to do from here, buddy?
So, if you weren't able to make it this year due to personal reasons or the cap on attendees, whatever the case was, definitely look into next year, JordanCon 2022. If it's already this lit and all we have is some teasers in the books, imagine how insane it's going to be next year.
Right.
When we're talking about what we've seen in the series, I predict panels on how the series differs from the books and how much we hate and love it.
Yep.
So,
well, I mean, no one hates the Wheel of Time more than Wheel of Time fans.
This is very true.
Accurate.
Just like every fandom.
But non-fans are not allowed to hate it.
That is correct. We defend our own here.
It's true. So, everybody listening at home, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. Vance, Matt, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
To the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And we are super happy to have you here. And as always, from the Black Tower, I am Josh. You're sort of on Mahal. I almost took your title.
We're trading titles.
We're trading
titles today.
It'll be weird. I don't think it'll be good.
And before I say bye again, thank you again so much to Matt and Vance for their incredible patience and assistance with the technical difficulties of the Black Tower podcast.
No worries.
We're definitely professionals at doing this, whether it's over Zoom or in person. And the time that we had to wait definitely reflects that. But thank you again so much for agreeing to this, for being on and voicing your opinions for at least one last time. Remind everybody who you are and where they can find what you do.
All right, I'll go ahead. I'm Vance, the Bard of the Red Hand. That's at Red Hand Bard on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I also recently launched a Patreon page. So if you aren't so inclined, you can donate as little as a dollar to support what I do on my channel. To help a dollar, that's the, yeah, cheap. I know, right? That supports what I do, that helps me have some funds maybe to come to JordanCon next year, pay for software subscriptions, and new stuff for the channel. So any help you can give, I'm willing to accept, and I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to pass it over to my friend Matt.
Yes. You can find me mostly on Discord. I am creating content, but not creating content. So you'll find me mostly on the Bard of the Red Hands things. But you can find
the
me
Gleaming
on Discord.
Podcast?
Yes, the Gleaming Podcast. And you can also find me on Discord. I use the username Wintermute. So any of the Wheel of Time Discords, you'll see me there. And that's really about it.
Well, again, thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you to everyone that came in and I guess can't call it a photo bomb, so that audio bombed us.
Yep.
And we look forward to recording more over the weekend with different individuals across the time, whether it's just random vlogs or whatever. But we hope that the background noise, the audio, for those of you that couldn't make it to JordanCon and find yourself listening to this, hopefully it gave you at least a little taste of what it's like to be here and just how cool it is. But
yep.
For those of us here at the Black Tower Podcast, like Josh said earlier, he is here. Daniel will be with us tomorrow. Thank you, Spirit Airlines, for randomly changing his flight for him. We're going to leave it at that because I don't want to get sued. But I have been Andrew, your Mahjong Mahal. And as Daniel would say, and I'm going to try to somewhat impersonate, we hope you have an amazing day. And if we don't see you again, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. And I added one in there.
We're just covering all our bases. Thank you so much.